Why did Jesus allow the demons to enter the pigs? In the story, when Jesus encountered the demon-possessed person and the legion of demons came out of the man, they had to enter or attach themselves to something, as demons do. They knew it was not yet their time to receive their judgment and to be tormented. Hence they said, "Have you come to torment us before the time?" So the devils besought him, "Suffer us to go away in the herd of swine." Seeing that it was not yet their time, Jesus granted them permission. Matthew 8:32 says, "When they were come out, they went into the herd of swine." He allowed them as an important warning to us. The pigs were about 2,000, it says in Mark 5:13. And he said to them, "Go." And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. Matthew 8, verses 28 through 32. The pigs didn't know what hit them. They went crazy and ran down a steep slope and drowned in the lake. Why would the Lord allow this unless there was a good lesson or warning in this event? We now switch to the not too distant future. It won't be long before the world will fall into turmoil, with the economy collapsing and the different wars and threats of war. When all seems beyond hope, a dynamic leader who is presently backstage will then come center stage on the world political platform with a 7-year peace plan. This leader will be loved as he brings economic recovery and promises peace. The Bible refers to this leader as the beast in the book of Revelation. He is also known as the Antichrist. This happens on earth. But in heaven, there is war. There is war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. Revelations 12, 7 through 9. So it will be relatively, mentally peaceful on the spiritual side here on earth, as Satan needs his demons to fight Michael and the great dragon was cast out. When the demons lose the battle in heaven, they are cast out into the earth. That is in the middle of the last 7 years. 3.5 years are left. The war in heaven is over and has now come down to earth. The heavens rejoice. Woe unto them who live on the earth and in the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he had but a short time. Revelation 12:12. Satan and the demons are furious, and they're bad losers, and know that they only have a short time left. That is the 3.5 year that Jesus referred to as the Great Tribulation. At that time, the demons will again receive permission to enter the pigs, as their time of torment has still not come. Humans become targets. This time, they will go for the humans, as possessing a human is a far greater achievement for a demon than possessing a pig. Those of us who consume the foul slop against God, like hungry pigs, will be easier targets for the demons than the people who don't believe and accept everything, but want to see whether what we are fed in the media is either true or false. Satan himself will possess the Antichrist. He goes bonkers, killing those that refuse to cooperate and worship his image. That's in Revelation 13. The Antichrist will foul-mouth God, and with so-called truth will destroy the faith of many. Many of us will slurp up his foul hogwash against God like a bunch of hungry pigs. Because who needs God anyway? What we need is jobs, money, and food on the table. This is when the insane asylum starts, as the demon-possessed will hate the believers in Jesus. Millions will become demon-possessed. The pigs ran violently down a steep slope and perished in the waters. However, in this case, they will be hell-bent for Armageddon and perish in the pool of blood up to the horse's bridle, says in Revelation 14:20. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, 1 Thessalonians 5:6, lest we suffer the same fate as the pigs. How to defend against the demons? Nevertheless, you can defend yourself with God's word, as Jesus did when he was tempted by the chief demon, by Satan himself. When the devil tempted Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus answered with, "It is written." If Jesus needed to quote scriptures to resist the devil, how much more should we? The devil is the father of lies, says in John 8:44, and he is good at it. But don't let the liar scare you. The only way to fight the lies is with the truth. Satan cannot handle the truth of God's word because he's a liar and the truth freaks him out. Make sure you know God's word, which will be your shield against the spiritual demonic attacks. The word is very important for our faith to stand against the onslaught of the devil and the flood of foul-smelling vomit coming out of his mouth. The blood of Jesus and the word is the only protection, so our faith won't crumble and hit the dust like our house of cards. The greatest force is love. No spirit is stronger than the Holy Spirit. Nobody can be touched, as God is 100% in control during these final days. Except, the Lord might allow the fiber of our character to be tested to see who and what we are. This is the climax of all history. Although it might at times look like God has forgotten his children, he will watch over each one like a hawk over her chicks. Why the tribulation? If you have a group of people, some are sold out for you, some totally against you, others say, "We are with you and we love you." However, you are not sure if what they say and sing is true or only lip service to use you. Ezekiel 33, verses 31 and 32 says, "You are unto them a very lovely song. They will hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness." What can you do to find out if they mean what they say and sing? You test them and put the pressure on to see where they are at and how much they will stand by their words. For this reason, we have this testing to see if our alleged devotion is true loyalty. How can we otherwise be tested to see if we are worthy to rule and reign with Jesus for the next 1,000 years? Because Revelation 5:10 says, "You have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." If we are willing to defend the truth with our life, then we will do the same when we rule and reign with Jesus. We will have passed the test. We will be counted worthy to judge truthfully. Now, if we go for the lies and the money in order to save our neck and to benefit from it, then we will do the same as rulers and judges in Christ's kingdom. For this reason, the tribulation test is necessary, so the untrustworthy among us will be weeded out. The talking puppet. Jesus said, "When you shall see the abomination of desolation stand in the holy place," which is the third Jewish temple that will be built by then, "then shall be great tribulation." The abomination is the same as the image of the beast. It says the false prophet gives life to the image of the beast that the image should speak. Revelation 13:15. The false prophet will, with scientific hocus pocus, command demons that are just cast out of heaven to enter the image. If demons can operate Ouija boards, then they can also manipulate the highly sensitive micro-mechanisms of the Android image and make it look like it is alive. We will be tricked into thinking that science has created a living being. Absolute rubbish. All the scientists in the world can never even create a single blade of grass with procreative life. And all this happens under the cloak of science. But the reality, this image becomes a mouthpiece for the demons and Satan himself, demanding our worship. And if we refuse to worship that God damned, it is damned by God, talking puppet, it will give us the death sentence. Can you see why this puppet, this masterpiece of modern science, is an abomination in the sight of God? God gave us life, and this thing demands our worship or gives us the death sentence. Hence Jesus said to flee in Matthew 24:16. Then at the end of the 7 years, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give a light, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. When the nuclear bombs are exploding, the unthinkable happens. We shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. Matthew 24:29-30. Who is this Son of Man? For this, download the brochure, No Cold Callers Please, and you will find out more. At johanpeters.in, you find leaflets like these on many subjects, from creation to kingdom come, plus an excellent study Bible, choose from 9 books. Other sites sell the books, but here all is free. There's no cookies and no info requests, so we can pass them on and tell the world about it.